Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Hate doing cardio?
Try brushing and flossing your teeth.
I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Green Bay, Wisconsin was the epicenter of football over the weekend with the big NFL draft. Were you out there? I probably saw you, and you're probably wearing Packers gear.
And Elizabeth ignored you. You got Elizabeth and Radar here on the mix. Why'd you ignore people? What?
I wasn't. What do you mean? I wasn't ignoring anybody.
You were ignoring people.
Who was I ignoring?
I'm just kidding.
Oh, I was like, I wasn't ignoring anybody. I was talking to everybody.
You were talking to everybody.
So we
very
did,
friendly.
We had a blast, and I got to tell you, Green Bay, big round of applause, because everybody thought the little town couldn't handle it, couldn't do this.
The little engine that could.
And you guys did. Everything was secure. It was easy to get around. It was easy to understand where to go, how to get in, how to do the events. Everybody, it was a big party. It was 3 days of like a Packer tailgate party.
Huge.
And there was no game to lose or game to win. Everybody was in a great mood. That's always the best part about the draft. Everybody's optimistic and exciting. And the costumes, if you saw them on social media, you can go to @99onethemix. You can check out Instagram, Facebook.
You were teasing these for so long, saying, I can't tell you, can't tell you. And then you told us that you were old-time Packer.
We were 1990s Packer coaches.
So you look like Mike Holmgren.
With our khaki pants, our headsets, our old-school polos. My husband had one of the starter Packer mock turtlenecks with a starter pullover. We had... I brought them with me, actually, Radar, here. These are the 1996 Packer play cards with the Super Bowl lineup on the side.
Yep.
And this is the thing. We wanted to get on television, but that would have been a Thursday-Friday situation. Thursday, we went right into the draft, and we didn't know if security was going to let us take the headsets in. So we didn't want to wear them on Thursday. Friday, it poured during the day. So nobody would have seen us in our costume.
You wouldn't have seen you.
Because we had rain gear on. Finally, on Saturday, when the weather was beautiful, that's when we went out and decided to wear the outfits. We knew we could get into security with our fake headsets. No one was going to take those away. We didn't get on television because a lot of the TV crews were going to walk by at this point.
What do you mean getting on TV?
Packed up. It just didn't happen.
That was your thing. You said, this is going to get us on national TV. They're going to love this.
Thursday and Friday, I feel like it would have happened. By Saturday, it was a family day for Packer fans.
If you would have dressed in the old Mike Ditka Chicago Bears, you'd have been on TV.
I would have gotten booed.
You'd have been on TV, though.
I would have gotten booed.
Would have gotten more attention.
Here's the unexpected thing that happened, though. When you show up in a costume and you bring a prop, everybody's going to want to play with the prop.
Yes.
So we brought challenge flags.
Those look good.
And I've got the challenge flag here in the studio.
Uh-huh.
And it was hysterical how many people asked to throw the challenge flag. So eventually,
Wait a minute. Did you have something set up like a bag?
No, they were just hanging out of our back pockets.
And they just wanted to throw them.
All these people would comment, oh my God, they have challenge flags. And then I'd say, do you want to throw the challenge flag? Yeah, I want to throw the challenge flag. And then I'd ask people, what are you challenging?
Yeah.
There was one guy, he threw the challenge flag at his wife, I learned later, because he's like, this is for you making us an hour late this morning. So he threw the challenge flag to that. Here's another guy that threw a challenge flag because he was like, I didn't get in line for a beer yet. Another kid threw a challenge flag pretending to be Bill Belichick where he just kind of like threw it out of his pocket.
Yeah, there it is.
And
yeah.
I said, what are you challenging? And he's like, the fact we haven't gone up to the stage yet. Like, everybody had something that they wanted to challenge. Here, Radar, throw the challenge flag.
All right.
Just throw it. It's just fun to throw a challenge flag.
Throw it.
What do you want to challenge?
This is a really cool-looking flag that you made. It's kind of like got the little beads in the bottom. You got it tied up, and then it just it looks like exactly what is thrown by coaches in the NFL.
An actual challenge flag. Now, take a listen here. We, at one point...
There it goes.
He just threw it across the room.
Sorry,
it's amazing.
About that. Sorry about that.
We were dancing at this outside DJ during the draft experience, and people were left and right pointing out the coaches are here with their challenge flags.
Come on in, y'all. The water's warm. The dance party is going on. We got a couple of coaches here throwing challenge flags left and right, calling plays.
You're calling plays, you're throwing challenge flags.
Yeah, we would just, on this play card, we would randomly just yell out. We're like, Bo, 90X, Razor Dart, 90Z, and just drop these lines. But the challenge flags were the biggest hit. Everybody wants to throw a challenge flag. I'm going to throw a challenge flag right now. I'm
right,
challenging the fact that it's Monday, we're back at work, and I feel like with the NFL draft, we should have had a four-day weekend to recover from the NFL draft.
I would take the four-day weekend. That would be awesome. Hold on. I've got one that I'm tired of.
Oh, what are you going to challenge?
I will tell you what I'm going to challenge. Something that has been bugging me for quite a while here. All right? I'm throwing it at you.
I'm
saying...
What?
We are getting rid of this. I am challenging these Packer fans not to sing this stupid song anymore and stop chanting this. That's my challenge.
It was nonstop. Is there something you want to throw the challenge flag for? It's fun. I'm telling you, bring this to your next family party. We all said this is showing up at Christmas. I challenge the fact we haven't opened presents yet.
Let's open them
now. I challenge the fact that the ham is not done. What do you want to challenge?
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.